All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. This week, we're talking to the city's first ever chief digital officer, Rachel Hout, 29-year-old former tech entrepreneur and CEO turned New York official. In January 2011, Mayor Bloomberg appointed Hout to the head of NYC Digital, giving her the mission to make New York more high tech. She represents the mayor's hopes of diversifying the city's economy so it's not so dependent on Wall Street. To tackle such an enormous task, the first thing Hout and her team did was issue the roadmap for the digital city. Now, more than a year later, her office says it's achieved 80% of the goals it set for itself. Things like introducing more Wi-Fi in public places, hosting the city's first hackathon, and launching the @NYCGov Twitter handle. But there's more to do, like addressing the city's need for engineering talent and better broadband across all five boroughs. I asked Hout where things stand on the so-called hires and wires issue.
The mayor and many of the mayor's economic development staff are constantly meeting with technology entrepreneurs and startups to find out what are your needs and how can we best support them. And along those lines, I would point to the Applied Sciences Initiative, which was linked to announcing the Cornell Technion announcement, NYU Poly, and innovations from Columbia University as well. All of these are long-term investments that will help to increase the talent pool and really strengthen that in New York City. In addition, Deputy Mayor Steele has introduced a number of very exciting broadband measures over the past few months that will help to address this further and that will help to really invest in making sure that New York City has the infrastructure it needs to compete on a global scale.
I've talked to some startup people who've said that they've ruled out whole sections of Brooklyn because they don't think that they can get a good enough internet connection there.
So we are certainly aware of where the access is and where it needs to be stronger. One of the initiatives that Deputy Mayor Steele introduced is the broadband map, which will show in a very visual way and help to create pressure and sort of positive competition among real estate owners that shows here's where the best connectivity is, here's the best place to base your business, and also creating opportunities to provide funding for those areas where the connectivity may not yet be at the level it needs to be.
And what about people who don't own computers or smartphones? What can be done for them?
So every library branch of every library system in New York City has free public Wi-Fi. We want to make sure that that's even faster. And there's also investments being made in New York City Housing Authority computer labs, in the Department of Parks and Recreation recreation centers, and of course, in schools. In addition, even if they don't have internet access or a smartphone, we're investing in strategies to make sure that people can get information via text message.
Your office has made a real effort to create partnerships with existing businesses or new businesses in the city. They've also put out a lot of data. There are some people who are saying, you know what, the data hasn't been updated that much. How do you respond to that?
It's a new function to be releasing all this new data and to be updating it in real time. There are costs associated with that. So the city is trying to balance what is the largest amount of data we can get out there with the highest possible frequency in a way that we're still able to overall maintain the functioning of an agency or of a service that doesn't impact the bottom line too much. And I think that the enormous amount of innovation from projects such as the NYC Big Apps and the reInvent hackathons is really a testament to how much data the city has put out.
What about real-time subway information? When are New Yorkers going to be able to know whether their subway line is running on time and when the next train is coming?
For data related to the subways, that's also something we hear is the number one request. I would certainly defer to the MTA on when they plan to make that available, but I know that they are aware of that as well and very eager to respond to that need.
Rachel Hout, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
One area where NYC Digital is trying to grow tech in the city is small businesses. According to the Center for an Urban Future, in many neighborhoods, fewer than 20% are taking full advantage of new technologies. Executive Director Jonathan Bowles says that more need to if they want to grow.
People aren't going into the yellow pages anymore to find out about businesses. They're searching on Google. And if you don't advertise on Google, if you don't advertise on Facebook, a lot of these neighborhood-based businesses are missing out on a lot of potential customers.
To help them, the city launched the Small Business Digital Toolkit. It offers free training both online and in person. Last Thursday in Queens, Rachel Hout taught the first class to about 24 small business owners.
We found out that one of the top things that people wanted was to learn more about how they can use digital media and social media to grow their business in a strategic way.
But is going digital worth the expense for every business? WNYC's Dan Tucker asked business owners on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn.
Kimberly Torre calls herself the owner's protege at Anwar Co., a natural product shop that sells exfoliating soaps and body oils.
Greetings, Anwar Co.
Despite its simple storefront, the company ships orders worldwide and manages payroll by computer. Torre says using tech, like a program to track inventory, lets her spend more time with her customers.
It's like beyond awesome. So it makes the day-to-day business operations seamless because everything has been integrated to mimic what you would do manually.
It's a far cry from Hank's Saloon at 3rd and Atlantic. That's where longtime bartender Jeannie Tolercio uses a cash register from 1944.
Well, you know what? For me, it's easier because I worked this register for many, many years. And a lot of people like the new ones, which if we ever upgraded the bar, I'm pretty sure that they would put the new system in here. But as of now, this is Hank's and it's not going to change.
But Hank's has changed. They have a website and a YouTube page to promote bands that play in the space. Like many of the businesses I visited, the saloon seems to be a mix of the new and old when it comes to technology.
You want Santa coffee or do you want...
That's what I found at the Nevin's Gourmet Deli a couple of blocks away. Owner Sammy Kadasi doesn't use a spreadsheet or a computer program to stock the shelves. He doesn't even have a website. But he is setting up a system so customers can order delivery via text message.
I'm planning to do like anyone he can make order by SMS or email.
SMS. Maybe not the most advanced technology out there, but it shows even business owners without websites seem to have tech on the brain these days. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.
Finally, if you haven't already heard, the UN General Assembly is in town. If it's messing up your commute, but you've got some good apps to avoid the traffic, talk to us on Twitter at New Tech City. And if you missed our show last week about how the city controls Midtown gridlock from its tech center in Queens, check it out on our website, WNYC.org/tech, or download the podcast for free from iTunes. I'm Anoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.